Soccer venue, but we mentioned off at the end of yesterday that the Birkas HaShocher is divided into three components. There's Birkas HaShocher, which is Avram, there's Birkas Torah, which is Yaakov, and then there's Birkas Kriya Shema, which is Yitzchok. Why? Because Birkas Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim, meaning Mesiras Nefesh Ad Kedei Kach, that we're going to give Malach Hashem. That's what we got up to, yeah? So Kufnun Tes Yitzchak Avinu Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh, Ha'isa Mitziyosu Shel Yitzchak Avinu Oid B'chayt. We mentioned yesterday, I think as well, we did this, no? That Shem Yitzchak is Keitzchay, that Yitzchak was this concept of having given up his life while he was still alive. Lu Amnam Chay, Aval Yisu Lo B'china, She'ofre Yitzchak B'noich, Lifnei Hashem Al-Pi Al-Gabi Mizbech. Ein Lo Shum Mitziyas Atzmis. Lu Afal, he didn't have any reality in his own. He's dust, ashes. Gam lachos yed megabe mizbeach chunais okud al gabo. Even after he climbed off the mizbeach, he was still bound in the mizbeach. The tenais of his rotsons and his sheisvois and his bulois chayv mekuvenes hayed kula letach nisachas. His whole life, every aspect of his life was this oilet tmima. But the Mesiras Yisroel says, person has to find Mahavasa Balama, what's he living for, what's the purpose of his life, and then take everything that he has and put all his energy and resources into that thing. So that's that what Yitzhak did. Yitzhak knew what his tough kid in the world was. It's about a Tamima. So he took everything that he had, his retainers and kishrayans and whatever, and lived as an Oile Tamima. He did his nefesh. That's what his koichas was. When Arayli is by the Keitan, the Kudazen, Noigas, Lilanu, Bechaya, Yom Yom. Did we do this? The same kach aleinu la'amik b'shtei sugyas hamukas v'chamuris b'et v'yayah. Okay, we said, how does this manifest today? What's it going to do with me? Very nice. I'm very proud to be the great grandson of Yitzchak. It does. It makes me feel warm inside, knowing that I'm part of a nation that the Abba, you know, that my you know, my dad is Yitzchak. His whole life was lived with one big dveikus to Hashem Mesiras Nefesh. Lovely. That's geshmak. I enjoy being part of that nation. But what's it going to do with me? Where do I connect to that? So in order to understand how I connect to that, we have to first learn two sugyas for you. Harishon hi chai emunah v'betochet. First is we have to understand and learn the sugya of how you live with emunah and betochet. Yesodah betochet v'dereinu, oh, he's butless, muchletes, v'tzon yisparach. The avoida and the foundation of betochet in our generation is a total nullification of my rotson to the rotson of Hashem. We're going to explain at length. That we've been speaking about that for ages. I've been trying about this for ages. That the machla of this door is koich v'etzim yadi, and the cure is to get rid of the koich v'etzim yadi. That I don't have any more koich v'etzim yadi. To understand that whatever Hashem wants, that's it. No me. Kashir di chai v'yodaya ki kol ha'na'ase b'olam ha'kol hu me'es Hashem. But a person lives in this world and he knows that everything comes from Hashem. Dehainu sha'isek ha'mutzlach she'oso ha'sheh nifle she'moso v'keina o'ish she'zocha bo bonu v'neiso ha'matzlichim kol eilu lo bo lo'i mikoyek kishonoiso. When a person understands that everything that happens, everything that he's got, everything that the nachas and the tzorah has nothing to do with you, doesn't come about as a result of your clever dealings and your, well, I'm a good mechanech, and I, what a gevaldik kashira said, tak, 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 it's ela, kol, ru, miyad Hashem, it's all from Hashem. Api machshoves eilu, ru, mevatla, gamre, tishio, say, vizu, mesiris nefesh. In such a way, he basically destroys himself. He basically, that's called the Mesiras Nefesh. He basically just gave up himself. Well, I gave a gewaldig geshir. Instead of taking any credit for myself, I give it to Hashem. Yeah, you can have it. It's yours. That's the first thing we've got to understand. Vashnir, Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Mali Katal Kula, Mali Katal Palga. Plumber to the Gemara in Makkah. The sugya of being metabol the things that I don't like, ba'avah, the yisurim ba'avah. What difference makes it if it's a whole killing or a little killing? Yeah. גמר עם מקס, לא? מה אני כותר לכל מה אני כותר לפולד? You kill a guy 1%, you kill him, you kill him 90%. A little killing and a big killing, it's all a killing, yeah? Father Kama, not Marcus. היסורים נחשבים כמיסה במקצת. היסורים are considered a little מיסה. We don't appreciate many times we actually give up our lives for Hashem on a day-to-day basis. We don't. Well, I'm still alive. Look at me. Yitzhak was also alive after he gave up his life for Hashem. Because we don't recognize that the little mysterious nefeshes, those little killings, are actually killings. It's one of the most empowering sugyos we'll ever learn this. Hey, ma'od choshuvim. Now, very important. Zachini chreis b'dor shebo chishich yichas eret. We live in a generation where the darkness covers the earth. Chavilin de meyik in tzoyvi b'yotanim akol tzad. Bundles of what the word is, darknesses, whatever, surround us from all sides. Kol eilu ein b'chinas hamiseres es hanefesh shelanu. B'chinas kalecha argonu kol ayoyim. These things draw away our neshama from Hashem. They take us away from Hashem. Aleinu l'omod keitzad l'mus oisoy misa puta of Kiddush Hashem. We need to learn how to dive these little deaths of Kiddush Hashem. To live with our Yisurim, but to give them to Hashem. Always use, I think this is a wonderful marshal. He's not using it as a marshal, but it's a wonderful marshal. Just give an idea. What's called Mesiris Nefesh? So he brings down in Shabbos Mochosa. There's an aspect of being Mesiris Nefesh for Shabbos. Baal Menucha say Yachdishu Ech Shemecha in the Mincha of Shabbos. That means up and down that if a person has Kavana there, that he's prepared to give up his life for Shabbos, it's as if he gave up his life for Shabbos. So they all ask, where do you have to give up your life for Shabbos? Because never it takes Shabbos. You don't have to give up your life for Shabbos. I don't have it. You machal Shabbos to save a life. So business things are marshal. Marshal. You got a guy's got a farm, yeah? He's a potato farmer, tomato farmer. So he's got his house and he's got his strip of land. Shabbos afternoon, he's sitting on the pesach there, and he's busy doing shnayim mikra v'targum, or he's learning his dafyomi, whatever, and it's getting hot, and hot, and hot. And the guy on the right hand side turns on the sprinklers, because the tomatoes are going to get frazzled. And the guy on the left hand side turns on the sprinklers, and starts putting up shading, and then building tents, etc. And he says, look, he's dafyomi. And the guy comes in and says, Yankele, what are you doing? You're going to lose your whole panosa. For all your crops, you're going to lose. Turn on the sprinkler. Shabbos. No, at least put up a shade covering. It looks like that the Shmir Shabbos killed Chosser. Shabbos. So he sits and he gives up his whole panosa for the year. That's the serious message of Pshuto. I'm still alive. Okay? But that's the Yakdishwe Shemecha. Mamash, but that's called the serious message. You prepare to give up your whole business, all your stock goes, and you stand by and you go, Shabbos Kodesh. Your whole panosa for the year. That's a misapulta, yeah? So I once had a matzah where we had visitors for Shabbos. They don't have visitors at the Benizia, but you have visitors for Shabbos. Baruch Hashem wasn't my in-laws, but you have visitors for Shabbos.
It wasn't me in-laws.
I say Baruch Hashem. I don't know if I would have passed the test. But Friday night they go open the fridge to bring the food for the first course and the last one in the fridge. So don't you take out the bulb or switch off the light or whatever, yeah? So now it's very simple, you can't close the fridge. Or even if it's closed myself, you can't open it again. So you have to leave the fridge door open, yeah? Now, I don't know if you've ever been in Tifrach in
no
summer.
No babies around.
Huh?
No babies around the whole night.
What do you do? And it's hot, eh? I'm talking different in the summer. You leave the fridge open for 15 minutes. It's history. And you have visitors, and there's going to be no food. So do you close the fridge quickly or not? Nip out the bulb. There's a little button. A little kalachiyad, whatever, yeah? What do you do? You don't. You live with it. Whatever you do. I don't know what you did eventually. It wasn't so pleasant. They still remember the visitors, still remember that Shabbos bus or whatever. It got even worse. I'm not going to the story. Something fell off the fridge and landed on the blech and put out the gas. You expect it to chill into the neighbor.
Can't
imagine what a Shabbos it was. But that Nakuda, when a
low, but a person's a low. And no one will know. And it's like if you do kalach again, whatever, it's not even a deraisa. And all of our answers and the embarrassment. You give up that. And we don't value those moments as being Mesiris Nefesh. That's Yisuri Baba. That's Yisuri. That's Poshut Yisuri. Do we go? Do we come out of that Shabbos and Lama Shalak dancing a day of Malach for Hashem? No.
Big deal. So who wouldn't have done what I did?
You know, we come away belittling that moment of I just got off the Akedah. You start recognizing these moments, you start chapping these moments, you can fill yourself, you can make yourself into a big person like this. That's the Nukud he's talking about. So we're going to be going through now, Mir Tashem, two chapters, two long chapters. The one is on a Emun and Betochen, which is going to take us on a journey of Ishtadlis, and on Tfila, how all this fits into the Sugya of Betochen. And then we'll go on to the sugya of Kapolos Yisurim Ba'ava, which is the whole last part of the sefer. So essentially what we're going to be doing for the next few weeks, what I said above, chaval to stop now, is the whole sugya of Emunah and Betochen, which will include Tfilah, Ishtadlis, all those very choshuv sugyas, and then the whole sugya of Kapolos Yisurim Ba'ava. So let's start Perek Aleph, Daf Kuf Samach Aleph. Anybody who feels not important and that I need to do this are welcome.
I just believe it's simply I'm sick of my son, but
it's 11:02. You have half a minute. So let's start. Haimunah Yochas Betochen Va Betochen Ki Malachal Maisa. What is Imunah? That's the halachas of Betochen. That's the understanding of Betochen. That's understanding reality. What's Betochen is manifesting that halacha in your life. Imunah is kiviyachol the theory, and betochen is the practice. Let's see. Ein tzofik akesha ha'im atmidi ubilti poisek ila boirem mitpateh b'chai imunah b'betochen. One can't doubt that the living relationship, the constant without any interference, the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressed in our lives in imunah b'betochen. Ukefi shemagdi zois ha'chazanish sh'imunah hi halacha shol b'betochen. What is Imunah? That's the halacha of the Betochen. The theory, so to speak. The instructions of Betochen. How to live with Betochen. That's Imunah. When a Betochen who kima halacha lamaisa ala Imunah. What's Betochen? That's when the halacha lamaisa of Imunah manifests itself in practice. Adam Amika, because Baruch Hu Boyer Mani Kol Habruim. Because everybody believes. Yeah, we said every day. Ani Mamin, Shapos Baruch Hu Boyer Mani Kol Habruim. Who also makes the Vyasa Kol Habruim. We all know that. Nobody here in this room doubts that the cause of the Kol Yoichal, everything from Hashem. We'll have Kaita to Makayim before Elis Imunosa. How does that reflect in our life? I'm not in all the body. I'm no problem. I've got the Elohim clear. Yeah? How do I keep that Elohim now? We'll have Kaita to Makayim before Elis Imunosa. If I read the Shash in his Namim Lo Nisoyim, how do you know how where you're holding? Let's give you a test. Let's give you a flat in the rainy day. Then what happens? What is happening to me? This shouldn't happen. How am I going to a meeting? But I thought you just told me that everything is a sham. What's your problem? So there's a bit of a gap between what I know, that's the Munah, and how I live, that's the Betochen. By the way, in many ways of being Magdi, all these sugars, a lot of different definitions. We're working with this. It doesn't mean this is the whole story. But let's at least learn one sugar. Let's get one shot right. Hadvarim ha'enim mitnalim kematzukim mirosh. The things don't always behave the way we thought we would in the beginning. Adam shekimul stira. He doesn't get the punch. Reba kachasot. He sees, this is a tragedy. This is an injustice. But he says, lahavim shakol bom im reimim. But he's not going to say, this comes from Hashem. This is the best thing that could happen. Why would you buy Yudi mag here or menachem is that small? The way a person is, the way he feels and he consoles himself, Hushaleva Bitsura Shel Yochas Imunah, Sahin Shelai Munah Kashem Oso, the way the person should do that is by recognizing, hold on, this is Hashem. And if it's from Hashem, then it's for my good. Zu Derech HaBitzua, Poyol Shelai Munah. That's how the Emunah comes out from Koyach El Apoel, from potential to action, is in the way that I respond to the tests and challenges that I have. What happens sometimes you get an ishtadlus that comes along with the business or whatever, you get the ishtadlus that's not exactly kados v'din. We're not talking about the black areas, we're not talking about the awesome piece of your boss's office and break into the safe and steal the money. I wasn't going to do that. But there's grey areas, you know, there's certain things that, you know, we should make certain standards, which is not, I'll be rotten and ashamed, but it's not exactly, So, who machrit shem ekim and shakol bom men esperach? Do you understand? Wait a second, Parnosa comes from Hashem, yeah? No one can take away what's due to you. Nothing. Guilty Hashem levad, only Hashem. As v'im kaim ein min aroi, ishtar oboi from shizayin, ichalak. And then I don't make ishtar, it's 100% of the rotz of Hashem. If I leave governing 10 minutes early, because he's got a meeting to his own business. Yeah? So how are you going to make money? How's that called valid ishtadlis? There are times, I'm not saying every day you have to use your seichel, don't get me wrong. I'm talking to you, you know. I'm talking about ishtadlis and shidduchim, you see, it's the same kind of thing. Sometimes you have to know when the derisa of Panos overrides the box. But I'm saying, generally speaking, just not be seichel, the other starts today, then he's not going to dump because he's got to go to a business meeting. How's it going to work? Well, Hashem's going to give you more Panos because you missed it. What about my meeting? My meeting's dead to ishtadlis, and I have two conflicting mitzvahs. Mitzvah ishtadlis and mitzvah tefillah. So ask the poisek which one overrides. This is my one now, I've got two mitzvahs. Mitzvah ishtadlis, mitzvah panasa. Mitzvah tefillah. Fine, good. And okay, that can, yeah, you have two conflicting mitzvahs. But what do we think? I've got a daven. But what have we with panasa? I don't see that the ishtadlis is the man through the panosa. Panosa comes from Hashem. There's a mitzvah ishtadlis, there's a mitzvah tefillah. Okay, I don't know what you have to do. You have a bris and you have a wedding. Which one do you go to? Same thing, conflicting mitzvahs, Oscar Shala. I don't know. That's what you have, rabbis. But that's not how we react. We know that in theory, the theory is quashed. How am I going to make more money by going against the Rosh Hashem? It doesn't make sense, right? But in practice, we do it all the time. You get up 6 o'clock every morning to daven. Impossible. Yeah? Give the guy a $10,000 meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's 10 minutes early for the meeting. What happened? What happened? I mean, how did that happen? Because there's a gap between Emunah and Betochen. The halacha is one thing, and then I'm a human being with Yetzer horrors and whatever. It's good. Just get at least aware of those contradictions. By the way, it's hard to find a more difficult area where this battle takes place than in Shidduchim. Because you really have negiyot in Shidduchim. This is not about a business deal, this is about me as a human being. Her saying no is mama's. This is the guy doesn't want to buy my wallpaper that I sell. Shidduchim is a statement about me as a human being. I'm really heavily invested there. And not only that, but I really want to get married. And whoa! A real, I can't imagine a more difficult area. That's why I put so much time into it, because these guys on their own are, I mean, you're finished. Yeah, let's finish off this paragraph. Yerubi shechai kerei lairech shel hilchot emunah einim nechnas apan lefachadim o lehisteria. A person that's living correctly like this never gets into fear. He doesn't have to be scared of anything. He doesn't become hysterical. He's not worried about the yesurim that's been, and he's not worried about the worries about the future. What will be tomorrow? He's like a child in the lap of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The same way the child in the lap of his mother is not very worried about where he's going to eat from. It's not his problem. But Nashem Etuchas Baruch Hu, he died in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he knows that my mother is going to take care of all my needs.
The Taras is a type of Yisra Burai.
And he knows it. Yeah.
Mommy's going to do what's best for me.
Yeah.
A 6-week-old baby doesn't stay worrying about where his next meal's coming from. And maybe his mother doesn't really pay attention. Maybe this is not the best thing for me. Maybe I have to maybe do a bit more and get a shema.
No, you don't.
Kachi gam tchush abotayach ha'emitu b'vayir Yisrael. That is our person who's abotayach and Hashem goes to this world. Beautiful, though. It would have been nice to be like that. I don't know how I am going to chew on the table tomorrow. What's the problem? It's not your problem. Somebody with a 6-week-old baby doesn't know how he's going to get food in 10 minutes. I don't know I'm going to get food tomorrow. What's the problem? Are you worried? He told me. He said it to me before.
Yeah?
He must be $700,000 to $800,000 in debt. Yeah? He said, I sleep at night without any problem. Any problem sleeping at night. He's going to have to pay back $100,000 gemach tomorrow. You're not seen running around today to try and find that money. Why not? Because I don't need it today. So why should Hashem give it to me? Let someone else use it today. Tomorrow when I need it, I'll go look for it, I'll get it. And I don't not sleep at night. That's living with the reality. I need to pay for somebody $5,000 in a month. I'm already running around this month already and giving guys notes to say, you know, scrounging away and worrying what will be in here. And by the way, on the day that he has to pay it back, he wants to make his mishtadis before morning faded over. And often now he's got to pay back $100,000 to somebody and 1 o'clock he's sitting in the Beis Midrash on the day. What are you doing? Chesed in the Torah. I have to learn. 1 o'clock. So I'm going to not learn, and Hashem will help me more than if I do what I'm supposed to be doing. How can that be? Now you have to be engaged at some high level. That's not a posh level. And to make a statement like that, in this begin, I don't lose sleep at night. It's big. Telling you now, that's some high level of ideal. You've got to be very real about where you're holding, and you've got to be honest and own who you are and where you're holding, even if it's pathetic, by whatever standards you want to define it as. Because otherwise you'll never ever make the step to go a little bit higher. You're always going to be, very open and honest about yourself where you're holding. Very honest. And at the same time, though, what's the idea? That's where you're supposed to be living. How am I going to ever get there? Okay. We'll get there. We said already, we don't.